בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. This week, כ"ט סיוון is a day what make big change in עם ישראל until the end of the days. In כ"ט סיוון, זה מרגלים, זה representative from every שבט, go to check ארץ ישראל, and 40 days after, in תשעה באב, they arrive with the wrong report, what bring everyone to crying for nothing, and from this reason, every year until the end of the days, this is a day of crying, of mourning. Churban HaBayit HaRishon HaSheni take place in the day when they return back in Tisha B'Av. And when I say Kaftet Sivan, this is a day what makes a big change בים ישראל for good until the end of the days, because the miraglim spend 40 days in Eretz Israel, and every day we get punished of extra year to stay in the desert. And the question is, why we punish from so many years to stay in the desert? I understand when the Meraglim return and they complain against Eretz Israel and they talk in negative way against Eretz Israel, this reason to give punish. One year, but when they talk negative against Eretz Israel, this happened in the last day when they return back. Maybe they decide a few days before, but why 40 years? The answer is, from the day one, from the way how they decide to look of Eretz Israel, is in their own perspective. From day one. How we know this? Because in the end of the Parashat Shlach, what talk about Meraglim, we find the famous parasha, Parashat Tzitzit. And the Torah says, Parashat Tzitzit, ולא תתורו אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם. And Rashi explain what is mean, ולא תתורו אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם. Rashi mentioned, כמו, similar, וישובו מיתור הארץ. Similar, how we find about the Meraglim. Vayashuvu mitur haaretz. It means, what Rashi explained to us, lesson for life, the posuk say, ולא תתורו אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם. First, heart, and after this, eyes. Rashi say, the opposite. עין רואה ולב חומד. Is why the posuk say the opposite from Rashi, because Rashi come to teach us practically all the life. First, our eyes see what going. After this, our heart raises feeling in this way, in other way. Comes the Torah and say, no. People are misunderstanding. Our eyes look of everything, how the eyes of the heart decide how physical eyes will look. ולא תתורו אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם. Our eyes, our heart bring our eyes to look in the way what the heart wants. It's from day one, the heart of this representative 10 representatives from 12 will go to check Eretz Yisrael, the Ard say, we going to look of Eretz Yisrael in wrong negative. From this reason, the punish is exactly Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. Similar to every day what they spend in Eretz Yisrael, we get punished extra here in the desert. Because everything starts from day one. Not close to the end, they decide, okay, after what we see, now we go to talk negative about Eretz Yisrael. No, from day one, they decide to look at the situation with the heart, not with the physical eyes. And the heart told them to look in the wrong way. This is what Rashi comes and says, "Velo taturu acharei levavchem ve'acharei enechem." First, the heart comes, after this, the eyes. This means what leads the eyes is the heart. It's for this reason. Because we stay on one end, Parashat Shlach, behind us. In other end, Tisha B'Av is in front of us, and we hope this year Tisha B'Av will change to celebrate day. But if not, this is a day we understand deeply the mistake of the Meraglim and how much Am Israel pay of this mistake generation after generation. Is I would like to take this opportunity and to share with you beautiful insight about the sin of the Meraglim, and we will see how is this relevant for us in our daily life, and how Chazal give us very interesting perspective about exactly what happened, and we will walk step by step. First, when the Torah come and teach us about the idea to send representative from every Sheva to Eretz Israel, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked Kodesh Baruch Hu, what is opinion about this? He said to him in the first paragraph, "Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor, shlach lecha anashim, ויתור את ארץ כנען, אשר אני נותן לבני ישראל, please put line, איש אחד, איש אחד, למטה אבותיו, תשלחו." Why the pasuk say twice, איש אחד, איש אחד, למטה אבותיו, תשלחו? Every letter in the Torah is important. Obviously, if the Torah write twice, איש אחד, איש אחד, twice, it's from some reason. Comes the Alsh HaKadosh, and explain beautiful, beautiful insight. And he says, follow. When Moshe Rabbeinu understand, he gets a green light from Hashem. Yes, you can send representative from every Shevet. Moshe Rabbeinu have problem with two Shvatim. He really don't want to send representative from these two Shvatim. What Shvatim? Yosef and Yehuda. What's the problem about Shvatim? Yosef, he brought negative. He talked negative against the brothers when he talked to his father, Yaakov. The pasuk say, "Vayave Yosef et dibatam ra'a el aviyem." He used his mouth in the wrong way. "Vayave Yosef et dibatam ra'a el aviyem." Yehuda, in other hand, he said to Abba, "You recognize this garment? Akerna aktonet bincha hi, this is belong to your son." Both of them, Yosef and Yehuda, use the mouse, use the speak in negative way, what obviously was wrong, and Moshe Rabbeinu worry, maybe this can affect the grandchildren of Yosef and Yehuda, and they also will talk in negative way against Eretz Israel. He believed Avera Goreret Avera. He believes the sin of Yosef and Yehuda can affect the children, and they also have same sin, and they also will talk negative about Eretz Israel. Is he really don't want to send from these two Shvatim representative? Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to him, "Ish Echad, Ish Echad." Yes, also from these two Shvatim, send representative. And what happened in the end, only from these two Shvatim, they never talk against Eretz Israel, Yoshua and Caleb. Yoshua is from Ephraim, son of Yosef, and Caleb is from Shevet Yehuda. It's only these two Shvatim. What Moshe Rabbeinu worry, maybe they will talk against Eretz Israel, these only two were talking positively about Eretz Yisrael. But all the other 10 talk negative about Eretz Yisrael. And the main question is, how can it happen? 10 leaders, with all the respect to the leaders, what talk against Eretz Yisrael, change the mind of all Klal Yisrael. Remember, we stay not long time after Yitziat Mitzrayim. Less from 2 years after Yitziat Mitzrayim. Kriyat Yam Suf, Kabbalat HaTorah, Generation Rotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ay Bay Ay, Generation Rot Eat, Man, Special Food, See Miracles Every Single Day, Man, Slav, Ananei Kavod, Be'er, etc. How can happen? All Am Yisrael, all Am Yisrael, because you need to understand, Moravi Rabotai, 40 years after, when Am Yisrael arrived in Eretz Yisrael with new generation, from the old generations, we have few million saftot, grandmothers, and only 2 men, Yoshua and Caleb. Few millions saftot, grandmothers, because they moved to Eretz Yisrael, they not stay in Chet HaEgel, in Chet HaMeraglim, and only 2 men. How can happen? Everybody. Very, very important to explain and to answer this question. Question number one. Question number two. When we look in paragraph 3rd, in Pasuk, Kav Gimel, if you can put line with a pen, it makes this very clear. We have mamash pilei pleim, olam haba ba'olam hazeh, b'siyata dishmaya, mamash pilei pleim, inside in all this parsha. Pasuk Kav Gimel, v'yavohu ad nachal eshkol, close to the time when they ready to return to the desert, they arrive in the river, the name of the river is Eshkol, the valley, v'yavohu ad nachal eshkol, v'yichretu misham zmora v'eshkol anavim, echad, v'yisuhu b'mod b'shnayim, ומן הרימונים ומן התאנים. זאת אומרת, גרייפ, פומגרנט, אין פיג. פרוג אפסרד. למקום ההוא קרא נחל אשכול, על אודות האשכול אשר קרתו משם בני ישראל. My second question is, they arrive to the valley, what's the name of the valley? זה תורה say black and white, ויבואו עד נחל אשכול, פסוק כ"ג. זה take from this place, אשכול הנביאים, grape, and next פסוק, זה say למקום קרא נחל אשכול, על אודות האשכול. I don't understand. The name of this valley, אשכול, נחל אשכול, take place before the מרגלים arrive. Is how the פסוק after come and teach us, the name of the place is because זה טייק, זה גרייפ, because זה טייק, יש כל הנביא. The name of the place is before, black and white, clear. Question number two. Question number three. In פסוק למד, after, in paragraph 3rd, after the talk against ארץ ישראל, ויעס כלב את העם. ויעס כלב את העם אל משה. ויאמר, הלא נעלה וירשנו אותה כי יכול נוכל. כלב, try, אמרת שכן, to switch the perspective of all עם ישראל, not to following after the מרגלים, and to change the mind. ויעס כלב. רשי, in paragraph 6, סליחה, רבנו יול in paragraph 5 say ויעס כלב in the מסורה the letter סמך of ויעס כלב is big letter is רבנו יול one of the ראשונים explain why is a big letter what is come to teach us you can put line paragraph 5 רמז ששיתק סמך ריבו יהיה unbelievable סייאת הדשמיה what all Am Yisrael, 60 ribo, samech ribo, silent. Come quiet and listen to him. For a short time. Because after this, but they want to kill him also. But for a short time, it's unbelievable. You know what it means to stop so many people? When they complain, it's a real miracle. Rashi, in paragraph 6, explain, Vayas Kalev, Ishtik et Kulam. He bring everybody to listen. And what he tells them? He start to say, V'chi zo bilvad asa lanu ben Amram? Next page, V'chi zo bilvad asa lanu ben Amram? Everybody understand? He go to talk against Moshe Rabbeinu? And immediately he come and say something positive. He spilled the ocean, he gave us the man, the slav, and after he gave all his short speech, look again Rashi, please put line, Vayas Lashon Shtika. Lashon Shtika. Why Rashi, this is our last question, why Rashi teach us twice, Vayas Kalev, in the beginning of the Pasuk, is mean, he makes them silent, to stay quiet, and he returns and says this again, and he says this again, in the end of the Pasuk. Why Rashi need to say to us twice, Vayas Kalev Lashon Shtika? Pshat in Rashi. Every word in Rashi is necessary. Every word in Rashi is important. Rashi never repeat himself if not any purpose. Is why twice Rashi mentioned Vayas Lashon Shtika. This is the three questions what I would like to raise in this parsha. This parsha start this week, Kaftet Sivan, the day one when they arrive in Eretz Israel, with wrong perspective, finish in Tisha B'Av, is in this time, it's important to learn this sugiyah of the sin of the Meraglim, and we'll see how it's relevant for us. Is again, short and clear. Question number one, how can it happen? 10 people, with all the respect to the great leaders, change the mind of millions of Jewish people in the desert. Everybody. Everyone. And Araya, everyone, because only 2 men walk into Eretz Israel. Nobody else of the generation. How can it happen? We talk about special generation. Dor Deah. Question number 2. The Meraglim, before they return back to the desert, they arrive in valley, the name of the valley is Nachal Eshkol. And they take from this place grape, pomegranate, and date. And the Pasuk after say, this is the reason why the name of the place is Eshkol. Because they take the Eshkol and Avim. The name is before they arrive. What they do more, what we know before. And question number 3, why Rashi decide to teach us twice Vayas Kalev, when Kalev bring everyone to listen to him for a few seconds, for a minute or more, completely silent, and he say what he have to say, why Rashi says this to us twice, Vayas Kalev, Lashon Shtika, Ishtik et Kulam, he makes him quiet. To answer of these questions, we will start in this way, B'siyata Dishmaya Gdola, Pilei Pilei Plein. The Meraglim arrive in Eretz Israel, day one, day two, start to travel. Immediately they recognize, they look completely different, from everyone. In Eretz Israel, we have tall people, Anakim, Yelidei Anak. They look completely not belong to any nation. Obviously, easily, to the people that live in Eretz Israel, all the nations, to catch them and to check, who are you? What are you doing? And probably to kill them. But thank God, nothing happened to them. Chazal say why? Because every neighborhood, every street, every area where they arrive, people busy with Levaya, with mourning, to bury somebody. They're busy to bury, they don't look around, who walk, what going. Fine. In this way, they survive and they recognize. This is they're very lucky. What nobody recognizes, the difference. And nobody catches it. But Before they decide to return to the desert, they take fruit. To take fruit, to show to Am Israel in the desert, is really big risk, super risk. Now they take fruit. How many people take the grape? 8 people. 8 people. One person need to take one pomegranate. Another need to take one fig. This big race. Now, for sure people will look of them. For sure people will go to check what's going here. What kind of people are they? What they take? Eshkol HaNavim, Te'ena, Rimon. They decide to take the risk. They show mesirut nefesh. Yes, to complain against Eretz Israel, to talk against Eretz Israel, no question, but definitely what they do is what is mesirut nefesh. Mesirut nefesh. Now, all this mesirut nefesh take place where? Benachal Eshkol. Eshkol. You recognize this name? You know anybody else in the Tanakh? Not in any other place? In the Tanakh, what have the name Eshkol? Yes, the three friends of Abraham Avinu, Aner, Eshkol u'Mamre. All these three friends, one day Abraham Avinu, Chazal teach us, tell them, Hashem spoke to me yesterday when I sleep in the dream, and he told me to make Brit Mila. What is your opinion? Aner say, no way. If you make Brit Mila, you come Baal Mum, you come weak, and all the enemies, what all the ears try to kill you, for sure they go to kill you. Your life will over. You take risk, you go to die. Don't do this. This is opinion of Aner. Eshkol say, listen, I not worry about your life. God will protect you. But if you make Brit Mila, and generation after also make Brit Mila, but one day in the future, when the goy would like to know who is Jew, who is not Jew, you have a very easy way to check. If you have Brit Mila, finish, you kill him. Is anyway, the future from your nation, from your children, will stop one day to make Brit Mila? Because they not have Mesirus Nefesh. Because they not have personality never to give up. Is anyway this mitzvah go to stop in the end, in the future? Why to wait until the future? Why? Stop the mitzvah now. Don't do this. This is the opinion of who? Eshkol. Mamre say, don't do anything against Hashem. Don't do any. Hashem told you, do exactly what he asked you. From this reason, so nicely, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to Avraham Avinu, and what place he talked to him, Vayira Hashem el Avraham be'elonei Mamre. Because only Mamre say to him the right answer. But anyway, what relevant for us now, Eshkol. Say, don't do this. Because your future, we never have this Mesirut Nefesh to continue to keep this mitzvah. This person, Mr. Eshkol, friend of Avraham Avinu, of his name, we have this valley, Nachal Eshkol. Now, look beautifully in paragraph 7, what the Torah teaches. Pasuk of Gimel. Vayavohu ad Nachal Eshkol. Please put circle. Eshkol. What is the letter of the Eshkol in the Pasuk? You see? Aleph, Shin, Kav, Lamed. Okay? Next Pasuk. פסוק כ"ד, למקום ההוא קרא נחל אשכול א' ש' כ' ו' ל'. This makes a difference. אשכול בלי ו' is mean of the, this place is on the name of Mr. אשכול, the friend of Abraham Avinu. What he say to Abraham, your future never have Mesirus Nefesh. Your children, your grandchildren in the future, generations after, the Mesirus Nefesh does not belong to them, they not have this. And what the Meraglim come and show? We have Mesirut Nefesh. Yes, Avalpi, they use this in the wrong way. Avalpi, they want to take the fruit to talk against Eretz Israel. But bottom line, what they show? Mesirut Nefesh. מסירות נפש is mean, what represents is also the letter Vav. Vav is mean, we connect ourselves to Jesus before. We never stop the tradition. We continue. Abraham have מסירות נפש, יצחק have מסירות נפש, יעקב, etc., etc. They take place every generation in different way. But this knowledge stays with us all the time. Is mainly we understand what is the difference before the Meraglim come to this place and after. Before the Meraglim, the place is Nachal Eshkol of Mr. Eshkol, Eshkol Blivav. We miss something. After the Meraglim shows the Mesirut Nefesh, we want to take the fruit. Al ken kara lamakom Nachal Eshkol, Eshkol Blivav. And this is very necessary, this part. Because now, when they arrive in the desert, look how much they smart. And look what they have in the mind from 40 days and the work of this. Obviously, they need to return back to who? To Moshe Rabbeinu, what sent them to Eretz Israel, to give them report. What the Torah saying, paragraph 3rd, Pasuk Afei, Vayashuvu mitur haaretz miketz 40 yom, Vayilchu, Vayavau, please put line, אל משה ואל אהרון ואל כל עדת בני ישראל אל מדבר פרן. They never return back to Moshe Rabbeinu and give him reports. Bala Akeda explained and we look inside and we see a beautiful word how he explains this. We say this first by heart. Bala Akeda come and say very very interesting idea. They understand if they go to Moshe Rabbeinu and give him report, Moshe Rabbeinu will recognize immediately they want to talk against Eretz Israel, he will never give them opportunity to collect everybody. He will stop this. And they know they have only one way to talk to everybody, because when they arrive to the desert after 40 days, everybody very excited, what's going, what happened? Tell us, tell us. Okay, okay, 1 minute, what we'll do? We don't need to repeat ourselves again and again and again and again. What we're going to do is, we make nice place, Moshe Rabbeinu will sit with Aaron on this side, with all the Nesim, of every Shevet, we will stay here, we will talk to Moshe Rabbeinu, we will tell him exactly what happened. In the meantime, all Am Israel around will listen to this conversation. And this, and Moshe Rabbeinu very excited because he believed they go to talk about the beautiful fruit and huge fruit. Wow, look what is Eretz Israel. Look that of fruit they have. Eretz Israel is gorgeous place, is great place. Everything is unbelievable. It's 10 times, 100 times more from any other place. As Moshe Rabbeinu believed, this is what they're going to say. And in this way, they catch the opportunity and they say to Moshe Rabbeinu, look, Baal HaKedah, 1 minute. Baal HaKedah, in paragraph 10, וילכו ויבואו וישיבו אותם דבר, גם זו הייתה תחדה גדולה להם. This also was big shtick for the מרגלים, לעשות כרצונם. והוא שלא באו בשליחותם אל משה ואהרון. והנשיאים, זה never return to משה ואהרון, ראשונה. כמו שהיה ראוי ונאות להם. כי פחדו שיצאו מליבם, או שיוציאו מליבם, או maybe they can change the mind of the מרגלים, או ימנעו מהם מלקבץ לשמוע, מלקבץ העם, ימנעו העם מלקבץ לשמוע דבריהם. זה never give opportunity to עם ישראל to listen what they say. אלא השיבו אותם דבר במעמד כל העדה. ולא שמשה ולא שם הוא משה מזה, כי גנבו ליבו, גנבו ליבו במה שהראו, במה שהראו את פרי הארץ בפרסיה, והיה סבור אל מוישה רבינו פיל שלא יגידו בפיהם כל מה שיסכים עם הפרי אשר בידם. זה בלתוק only about the fruit. ובדבר זה הגדילו רשע רבה. Please put line. שהוציאו עצמם מכלל מרגלים ונכנסו בכלל יועצים. הוציאו עצמם מכלל מרגלים ונכנסו בכלל יועצים. They need to give report. What they try to do to come advisors to Moshe ואהרון. But not only they come advisors, all Am Israel in 1 minute. Now look what happened. After they speak to everyone, and now Moshe Rabbeinu cannot control the Am. They move to step number 3. Step number 1, we see, we explain, the Mesirus Nefesh, what they have, to bring the fruit. Step number 2, they never talk to Moshe directly, they talk to him when everybody listens. not only to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, the Kohen, to everyone. Now look step number 3. Back in paragraph 3, what the pasuk say? Pasuk of Zayin, ויספרו לו, ויאמרו, באנו אל הארץ אשר שלחתנו, וגם זבת חלב ודבש היא, וזה פיריה. How's look? Great. באנו אל הארץ, זבת חלב ודבש, beautiful fruit, and please, you can see some of the fruit. Until now, nothing wrong. When everything wrong take place, next pasuk, Efes, ki azam. Efes in English is not zero. Efes is but, aval. You know, somebody asks you about somebody, you say it's great, ta 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 ta, but. In the moment when you say but, everything what you said before is not more relevant. Because now you come to the real stuff. Until but is a bobemaisis, okay? Because now you say what is important. Now look what happened. This is how the Ramban explained. Right? Nice explanation. Comes the Maharsha in Masechet Bava Batra Daf Tzadik, and he teach us beautiful, beautiful insight. When the Meraglim say, in Pasuk Kav Zayin, Pasuk before Ephes, Banu el Haaretz Asher Shlachtanu, we arrive in Eretz Israel, Vegam Zavat Chalav Udvash Hi, Veze Pirya, this is the negative statement what everyone can say against Eretz Israel. If we want to find what is the worst word against Eretz Israel, to say Eretz Israel Zavat Chalav Udvash, honey and milk. What does it mean? Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu, take my children from Egypt to Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. Is how I can say, how the Maharsha come and say, if somebody wants to say something worse against Eretz Israel, he say, you know what is Eretz Israel? Zavat Chalav Udvash. Comes the Maharsha and explain in a beautiful way, pile ploying. Soon we will see this inside. And he says, follow. The Meraglim say to Am Israel, our dear brothers, please, Eretz Israel, beautiful place. Zavat Chalav Udvash. They have honey from the fruit. They have milk from the fruit, from the fig, yes. But Eretz Israel have only fruit. Eretz Israel, Zepiria. Zepiria is mean, this is the fruit of Eretz Israel, only fruit. They not have flour, and they not have also what? Oil. No flour and not oil, and no one can stay alive only with fruit. This is the reason why Abraham Avinu moved to Egypt. Why? Because he cannot stay alive. He need to buy in Egypt flour and shemen and oil. This is the reason why Yaakov Avinu sends the brothers to Egypt, the children to Egypt, to talk to the head of Egypt, what keep Shimon in the jail. What he said to the brother, please, you go to this person in Egypt, bring him Mizimrat Haaretz, bring him some fruit, special fruit from Eretz Israel. Fruit in Eretz Israel we have all the time. But the Meraglim come and say, listen, our brothers, listen what we want to tell you. This is what they say. They say, we show Mesirus Nefesh. We almost give up our life to bring this fruit. We take big risk only to show you, don't walk into this place. You can walk in, and in this place you can find only fruit, and with fruit somebody cannot stay alive. This is not normal life. This is not normal life. They don't have all wheat. They don't have oil. People cannot stay alive. This is what they say. And we take big risk. And why? Because to take all this fruit, people can recognize us, people can catch us, kill us. We say, no, we do this for you. We do this only for you. We almost give our life only because we want to save your life. It's not our place, Eretz Israel. This is what they say. Pileploim. Look the Maharsha inside. We'll read a few lines in the Maharsha. Paragraph 12. Paragraph 11. The Gemara in Maseret Baba Daf Tzadik teach us. Em motziim perot mi Eretz Israel דברים שיש בהם חיי נפש. When we want to export outside, yes, to Eretz, from Eretz Israel, anything else, we're not allowed to send to other state, to other place, wine, oil, and flowers. That is our. Rabbi Dabin Beter say, yain is okay, but never to send chutz la'aretz, oil, and flour, and wheat. Why? Because we need this. This is the way to stay alive. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Maybe here, not with rain, and we need to use what we have in our storage. From this reason, this we never allowed to send outside. Look at the Maharsha, paragraph 12. אין מוצאים פירות מארץ ישראל, דברים שיש בהם חיי נפש. Now, בזה יש לי השף, second line. מה שנתקשו המפרשים המרגלים, במה שהוציאו דיבת הארץ, אמרו וגם זלבת חלב ודבש וזה פירייה. What is wrong about the מרגלים? This ארץ ישראל is beautiful land. They have honey and milk, and this is a fruit. וכמו שכתבנו, כשם שפירותיה משונים וכו' וכו'. Now, פילה פלויים, I skip one line. And what they say? They say, ויחתו מן הרימונים ונתנים, ואמרו, you see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the beginning, ואמרו, וגם זבת חלב ודבש, וזה פירייה, לדיוקה, שאלו הפירות הם בארץ ישראל, שאינם חיי נפש. This is fruit, it's extra, it's nice for dessert, for appetite, but not for normal life. אבל שאר דברים שחיי נפש תלויים בהם, was the life needs this kegon chitim zait wheat and barley and olive and ba וכבר הידה כתוב על דיבתם רעה. This is what they say, פיל אפלואים. עד כאן דברי המערשה. אני continue and explain this. Now מורי ורבותיי, listen very very careful. After פרשת המרגלים, after parashat ha-meraglim, in parashat shlach, the Torah talk about other three new mitzvot. One, mincha blula, nur b'shemet. Two, when you bring korban to Beit HaMikdash, you need also to bring nesachim. What is mi nesachim? Why? And also mitzvot ha-parashat chalav. These three mitzvot will take place after parashat ha-meraglim. When you look in the Torah, you look in any Chumash, you see the letter pay. What does mean pay? The parasha is open. It's connection between a parashat chala, to give chala, to flowers, and why? This connect to Meragli. How does this connect? Pil ei plaim. Eretz Yisrael. Sure they have great fruit. But they have also what? Flower. They have also what? Oil. From this reason the Torah talks about this. And also they have what? Wine. What is wine? What is unique about wine? When Am Israel, when the leaders want to talk against Eretz Israel, what they take? Eshkol Anavim. How many people carry the Eshkol Anavim? How many? Eight. Who is the son of the Eshkol Anavim? What's the name of the son of Eshkol Anavim? Wine. What comes from the great wine? We bring now wine on the Mizbeach to fix the sin of the Meraglim, what they use, the grave, to talk against Eretz Israel. Pile Ploim. And this also, look inside, this idea about the grape, we find also in the Rishonim, in Rabbeinu Yoel, look in page number 5, chapter 20. Rabbeinu Yoel, one of the Rishonim, come and say, דבר אל בני ישראל, נשמחה פרשת נסחים למרגלים. וואי, הם חטו באשכול, זה מייק ביג סין וזה טייק זה אשכול ענבים, יבוא הבן, פליס פוט ליין, ויחפר עליו. פייג' נאמר 5. יבוא הבן ויחפר עליו. יבוא ניסוך היין, פליס פוט ליין, ויחפר על האשכול. כמו שנאמר בשיר השירים, ביוטיפלי פסוק, אשכול הכופר דודי לי. We bring כופר, כופר of the אשכול הנביא, how בקרמי אין גדי. On the sin of the אשכול, we bring wine on the מזבח to fix the mistake of the מרגלים. It's now, it's so beautifully, we understand the connection between the two mitzvot. will take place immediately after Chet HaMeraglim. What is the three mitzvahs? One is Tumah Frish Challah. Two is we have Mincha and Beit HaMikdash, Mincha Blula B'Shemen. And three, we bring wine on the Mizbeach to fix the sin of the Ashkelonim. Spill a plain. How everything is fit beautifully. What we have from all these three today, Afrashas Challah. Afrashas Challah. Is every time an Afrashat Challah take place in Eretz Yisrael, it means this is answer what the Meraglim talk against Eretz Yisrael. And also what is unique about Challah. You know what is unique about Afrashat Challah? This mitzvah take place immediately when we arrive in Eretz Yisrael. All the other mitzvot, Trumot, Maasrot, take place when? After we take all the states 7 years, after we divide this to different Shvatim, after 14 years. Not immediately. Why Afrashat Challah take place immediately? Pile ploim. You know why? When somebody brings Trumot to Maasrot, logically, I really understand. I put a lot of effort. I plowed my field. I plant the seed. I do my job. But now my eyes is to Hashem to bring what? Rain. And everything will grow. My eyes to Hashem to bring the sun in the right time. And not a rain when we don't need. And for sure, we feel partners. No question. But when somebody mafrish challah, Ima makes beautiful challah or cake, what she do? She buys a flour, she make dough, she make beautiful challah or cake, she make everything from A to Z. And if she make everything from A to Z, is why we need to give challah. Why to need mafrish challah? It's my job, A to Z. If my partner with Hashem, I need to listen to Hashem, he's my partner. He said to me, give part to poor people, give to the Kohanim, to Musumaisros, Matnot Levione, Matanot Laniim. Yes, all these mitzvot that Liot Bakarka, Leket, Shechecha, Pea, Trumot, Maasrot, good. But to give Pea, to give Challah, I do everything. Yes, Afal Pi, I do everything. I also feel, who gave me to do everything? Hashem. Everything what I have comes from Hashem. He only gave me opportunity to use what he gave me. This is Afrashat Challah. It's now Pile Ploim. Vayas Kalev. Big Samech. Why is Big Samech in Vayas Kalev? Is Rabbeinu Yoel explained, you have great Siyata Dishmaya to stop all Am Israel, 60 ribo, 600,000 people, silent, wow. And he say what you have to say. What Rabbeinu Yoel say? What Rashi come and say, Vayas Kalev? He makes them quiet, and again Vayas Kalev. No. Rashi come and say, and Rabbeinu Yoel come and say, listen beautifully. If Rashi only explain Vayas Kalev, he makes them quiet, okay, shh, Rashi say. People can stay quiet for a little bit of time. No, no. He not make them quiet. I want to tell you something. Please listen to me. No. Vayas Kalev is mean. He brings them to understand when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk, nobody move. When this happened in Kabbalat HaTorah, Tzipor lo tzietz, any bird never move. Why? I feel Kabbalat HaTorah, when we stay around our Sinai, all the birds are going around. You know, Pile Ploim, Kemo Vatikin Bakotel, you know, you daven, silent for a few minutes, everybody stand, you see all the bird around, all the kal beautifully. No! Why nobody move? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak, everybody listen. All the nature listen. Everyone. Come Kalev and say, when Moshe Rabbeinu split the ocean, when Moshe Rabbeinu give us the man, when Moshe Rabbeinu give us the slab, everybody also say, wow, wow, we've been shocked. Silent. This is okay. Now when Moshe Rabbeinu come and say to you, move to Eretz Israel, it's not good. Now we need to make noise. Now we need to complain. And moreover, more deep, one more time, in all the Tanakh, we find the letter Samech, big letter. One time in all the Tanakh, you know the Pasuk Bayard. You know where? End of Sefer Kohelet. Last posuk. Sof davar. Hakol nishma. Et ha-Elokim yere. Ve-et mitzvotav shmor. Ki ze kol ha-adam. Sof davar. Anyway, when we will come to the end of the days, all the nation is silent when Hashem will talk. Why we need to wait until the end of the days? Why we cannot do this before to get more credit and to get more benefits and to get more great life and to listen to Moshe, to listen to Aaron HaKohen, to listen to the Mesoira, to listen to the tradition? Why we need to wait until this will take place anyway? This is a big samech. This is what Caleb tried to bring everybody in the moment of silence. When Caleb make everyone silent, it means silent. Listen. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe emes, v'torato emet. He not talk because this is what he feel, what he understand. He brings a message from Hashem. Listen to him today. Why you need to listen to him later? And to say, ach, I'm so upset, but I don't listen to him before. Do this minute early. Much better for minute after. This is a big samech. This is a parsha of the Meraglim. Parsha of the Meraglim, on one hand, come to show us what unbelievable knowledge the Meraglim have to switch the mind of all Klal Israel. How they build this step by step. With Mesirut Nefesh in the beginning to take the Eshkol Anavim and date and pomegranate and fig. And after they bring this to the desert, they talk only to Moshe, they talk to Moshe, Aaron, scanning and everybody in the same time and not give Moshe Rabbeinu any opportunity to stop them. And what they say, yes, Eretz Israel is great, unique, special place, but only for fruit, not for life. Not for life. Somebody need to make a nice dieta and he can go to Eretz Israel to spend for a few weeks. It's a good place to make spa in Eretz Israel, but not for normal life. They're not a fruit. They're not a base food, flour and oil. And we take big risk. We almost give the life. But we do this for you. You will not take a big risk. And look, the fruit. Nothing else. Zepiria. How the Maharsha explain? And this shake everyone. Come Kalev, yes Kalev. He ask them, please be quiet for a few minutes. And everybody silent. And he tells them, listen, this silent. You go to have this type of silent anyway in the end of the days. Sof davar, hakol nishma. Elokim yere, mitzvotav shmo. Why to wait until this time? Listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. He brings Dvar Hashem. He teaches to do the right thing. Why you need to feel pain after? But you don't listen. He try, but he not succeed. But he gets the benefits. He arrived in Eretz Israel. He and Yehoshua. And this is what Chazal come and teach us. And so nice. So beautifully. The place what Caleb get in Eretz Israel, what property he get in Eretz Israel, Yericho. First place what we arrive. You arrive in Eretz Israel, you see miracles. Don't feel you do everything. Hashem do from A to Z. Listen to the voice of Hashem from the ground. Listen to the voice from Hashem from the high tech, from the vegetable, from the fruit. How Eretz Israel change, how Eretz Israel grow. This is the voice of Hashem. Kol Hashem Bamidbor was desert. Kol Hashem Chotzev Leavot Esh. Hashem engraved with fire. Kol Hashem, Kol Hashem. This is the voice of Hashem. Listen to the voice of Hashem. When it's not so clear to everyone, you will get the benefits. Because anyway, everyone will listen to the voice of Hashem in the end. Sof davar hakol nishma. את האלוקים יראה, את מצוותיו שמור, כי זה כל האדם. If we will take of ourselves this type of lesson, to try as we can, more and more, to listen to the voice of Hashem, how we go around us all the time in different way, everyone in this field, in this area, in this situation. It's b'siyata d'shmaya, b'zoche, how Hashem will listen to our voice and He will fulfill everything what we ask for Him with blessing, with bracha, and siyata d'shmaya, and we'll be zoche to listen the voice of kol mevaser, mevaser ve'omer. גם חברון וגם חברון.